I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. With the teams for the quarterfinal set in the World Cup, Christians are almost giddy about the chances they've had to share the gospel. Director of the Jesus Film Missions Trips, Vance Nordman, says the World Cup Jesus DVD is unique.
It has two films on it. It has a film called The Prize, which has footage of soccer players that are Christians and some of their action footage and then some of their testimony about their faith. And then it has a Jesus film on the same DVD. And then it has 24 languages on it. To my knowledge, I don't know if any DVD has ever been made anywhere by anybody with 24 languages.
Meanwhile, business is providing not only a door to a country, but also the financial stability for national ministry. That's the concept behind the Evangelical Free Church of America's Business as Missions program, so says EFCA's Kelly Schwedland.
There's a lot of the world where you simply can't walk in and say, hey, we're missionaries. They don't allow missionary visas. And so we call those creative access or restrictive access countries. One of the things that we've been working on is actually creating a business platform that is real business that the missionaries can be a part of, but at the same time allow them an opportunity to share what they believe.
And more than 120 people from several different countries will be traveling to Argentina for hands-on training. It's Harvest Evangelism's 2006 Overseas Transformation Mission with Ed Silvoso. It's a life-changing, hands-on, how-to-train trip, equipping them to become an agent of transformation back in their hometown. The Overseas Transformation Mission wraps up July 10th. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join Mission Network News and Buckner Orphan Care International for Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Leningrad, Russia, September 28th through October 8th. Call 1-800-284-9361 for more information or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.